Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
I'm getting ready to go on vacation in the next couple weeks. And one of the biggest concerns every time I go away anywhere is who's going to watch my dogs, right? Usually it's somebody looking out for your house, making sure that nothing's going to get burglarized or anything like that. Maybe if you want some lights turned on, if there's bad weather. But with me, it's the dogs. It's got to be the number one concern. Who's going to watch them? We won't board them. So before anybody even asks, and it's nothing against, you know, some of the boarding places around or whatever, we're just needy. And I know nowadays, you know, boarding places, that they're meant to cater to needy pet parents. There's cameras, there's air conditioning, there's televisions for the dogs. But most people, numbers show, do something to, you know, give their animals some sort of companionship when they leave the house. Sean, you have a dog.
I have two dogs, yes.
Okay. Do you do anything special when you leave the house to set up your dogs?
You know, luckily my dogs are very, they're not very, you know, picky. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will say, like, every time I leave the house or come home, they do expect a treat.
Sure.
So first thing in the morning, like, they're following me around. They're all excited because they know I'm going to let them out. I'm going to take them for a quick walk, mm-hmm. you know, make them do a few tricks and give them a treat. That's really it. The treat is the big thing for them. Other than that, you know, nothing in particular. They're very, lounge around the house dogs, always in my bed. Small dogs take up all majority of my bed.
Sure.
They're very spoiled.
Yeah, but they'll take a nap, basically, is what you're saying. They're not watching television or anything like that.
No.
So my dogs, whenever we leave the house, the television is on. It's on one of three specific channels. It's either the soap operas, because the little one likes to watch the soap operas during the day. Or at least that's what I think he likes to do. Either that, it'll be golf. They both like to see grass. I don't know what they'll watch TV. And anything with birds. The thing is, it's like National Geographic. At first, I used to leave it on National Geographic. But depending on what animal is the focus, like, they could get hyped up. So if, you know, all of a sudden the dancing birds from New Guinea are on the television, Baxter really gets fired up about that.
Let me ask you a question.
Anything with monkeys, they both get all out of sorts.
If your dogs see other dogs on a TV, do they start freaking out? Because mine do. If they see other, if they hear other dogs on the TV, they will stare at the TV and start growling at it.
It's definitely if they hear the dogs. If they hear the dog, that and babies crying, those two things. The babies crying will shut them up and get them to pay attention, but dogs on screen will get them freaked out. It turns out that a lot of people nowadays are actually thinking about the fact that their pets might need a vacation themselves. After lockdown over the last couple of years and people are getting ready to go back to work, separation anxiety aside, nearly 2/3 of people believe that their animal could benefit from some sort of vacation. Where would your dogs want to go?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say probably an open meadow, an open field, somewhere they could run around, endless treats, endless toys everywhere.
And that sounds like heaven.
Not bound by restrictions of a fence or anything.
You're not taking them for a ride to the farm, right? I mean, just, you know, because that sounds like what you tell your child when
that's terrible.
Your pet has gone to heaven, I'm saying. Over 50% of people say that when they travel with their pet, they talk to them in the car. I always talk to my dogs in the car. Why would I not?
I don't need to be in the car to talk to my dogs.
And nearly 1/3 of people play actual special music for them and carry their favorite toy. I wonder what my dogs are watching right now.